Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lui Nishma Sarmiak Hashom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Memhei. The Gemara at the top of Daf Memhei Amud Aleph says, the one who sold to his friend a field Shaloi Be'achrayus, he cannot testify on it. He cannot give an edus. Why is that so? Because maybe we're choshesh Shema Amidu Bifnei Baal Choyvoy. Maybe this seller has a lender, and the lender is going to come to extract money from him to pay back the loan. So therefore, he's testifying, he's going to say, Eidus Sheker, to keep the land that he sold to the buyer, so the lender can come and extract that land. So says the Gemara, Avim Heim Mudalav on top, Mimonoshech, if he has what to pay, he will pay himself. If he doesn't have what to pay, what does he care if the lender will take the land from the buyer or not? Says the Gemara, he does not have a land. And the reason he wants to make sure that the lender will be able to have a land to be graven from, because he does not want to go under the category of loy verosho velo yishalem. He doesn't want to be a borrower who does not pay back his debt. So he wants to make sure that his lender is going to be in a situation where he's able to come and find the land to be graven the loan. So the Ramban brings over here the question of the Rimigash. Says, I don't understand. This person right now is going to do an Eidus Sheker. He's going to lie in Beis Din. He's going to be a terrible Rosha Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all he's gaining is the fact that he's not going to be a Loi V'Rosha Leishalem towards the lender. So he wants to be not a Rosha regarding not paying back the loan. But on the other hand, becomes a Rosha by doing an Eidus Sheker. And he adds that an Eidus Sheker is also a Rosha in Bein HaKadosh a Rosha. So what is he gaining for not being a loy v'rosho loy shalom, but becomes a checker? So what's his gain? So Ramban answers in short, he doesn't want other people to call him a Rasha. He doesn't really mind to be a Rasha, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that people in the world will call him a Rasha, that's something he doesn't want. He wants people to trust him. Reb Chaim Shulevitz has an unbelievable vort based on this Gemara. It's printed in the Sefer Zikur Reb Chaim Shulevitz, and also in the Sichus Musar. Reb Chaim says that there's something called a chrayus, responsibility. A person who has responsibility for something, the tsuras adam is that whatever I'm responsible for, I will take care of. If a person is an irresponsible person, he's not an adam. An adam is someone who he makes sure to take care of his responsibilities, of his obligations. The minimum tsuras adam, the shape, the way you define a human being, is someone who is responsible for his actions. He's responsible to take care of his debts. He explains based on this, what the Mishnah in Ovis, Perek Beis Mishnah Tes says, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told his Talmidim, Tzu'u v'ru ezu dech ro shi'srechek yimein adam. What is the bad way that a person needs to get away from? That's not the way the person should act. So Talmidim draw different answers. Rav Elazar says, Ayin ro, bad eye. Rav Shua says, Chaver ro. Rav Isis says, Shochen ro. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Haloi ve'einu mishalim. Someone who borrows money doesn't pay back. So says Rav Chaim Shulevitz, we're not talking here about dimi momis. We're not talking about how a person needs to conduct his monetary obligations. We're talking here about a derech ro. What is a actions that a person does that's a bad midah for him? Ayin ro, chover ro. Person who takes a loan and doesn't pay? Zokub Shimon, that is a midah ro of Adam. That is against the tzuras Adam. Because you're not responsible. You don't have a chrayas for your obligations. And with this, he goes to explain that when Yaakov Avinu wanted to send Binyamin, so Reuven in the beginning said, send it with me. I shnei bonei somis. Yaakov did not accept it. But when Yehuda said that I will be responsible to bring him back, and if not, chatosi lo'ovi kol ha'yomim, then Yaakov accepted Yehuda's request. Why? What's the difference? Because Reuven did not take responsibility on himself. Reuven just said, you know, I'll try to bring you, and if not, you can take one of my sons. Yehuda took responsibility. If I don't do it, v'chatosi, I will be the one sitting in front of you kol ha'yomim. It's my responsibility. It's my achrayas. So Zog Reb Chaim Shulevitz, that pshat in our Gemara. Yes, of course, when a person does an aveira, he's a rasha. Person does an eidus checker, he's a rasha. But there's another level of responsibility that a person has to pay back his debt, to pay back the loan that he owes. That's achrayus who defined the tzuris adam. And that's why a person is more careful to make sure that he pays his debt. Should not be loyve rasha v'lo yishalim. Should not violate the achrayus that he has. Then other aveiros, these may be called a rasha, but is not under the category of a chayus of responsibility to pay one's obligation. Dvarim amukim of Rav Chaim Shulevitz. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.